Yo, 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 what's going on? Oh man, I feel it's time for an episode again. Time to talk a bit, let go. And it's so beautiful that this microphone here gives me the opportunity to do it in a way where, yeah, I can just let go. I feel like I'm saying it every single episode that I do here, but it is so good that I can come to this place. And there's no real place that allows me that. It's just this microphone and me and my thoughts. It's so weird now, like everything changed again. The office that I was recording in a couple of weeks ago, it's not there anymore. I'm back in my own apartment, actually, in my first office in a way, where I started printing my first clothes for Merdiebe, where I recorded podcast episodes a year ago, and where I kind of got kicked out of a year ago. And that's the reason why I'm sitting here today. I may be a bit early. This, like, oh yeah, end of the year, we wrap it up, what happened in the last 12 months. It's just November. But for me, it feels like the loop is already closing in. The year from November to November was crazy, because last year, end of November, kind of hell broke loose in my world. And it feels like it's loosening up again. Like, the last year was really motherfucking tough. Not just for me, for all of us, I guess. The last 2 years, of course, but I would say especially the last year was heavy. It was a lot. And there were so many things that I think nobody knew how to deal with, because it was new, change, different things. And I just felt like putting it in one episode, talking a bit about it, telling you what happened in my world. It's so difficult always to, you know, get an idea of like, hey, why are you the way you are? Why are you saying what you're saying? What does it mean? Like, what's going on? And I just want to open my door a bit today again and just be like, hey, this is what happened for me in the last 12 months. And this made me the person that speaks right now, in this moment. And if you agree or disagree with what I say or what I do, it doesn't matter. Maybe you can just understand where I'm coming from. And I think this is the crucial part that brings connection to this world. We don't have to agree or disagree. We just have to understand. And it doesn't matter if someone is right or wrong. As long as we can say, hey, I see where you're coming from. I get you, man. I feel you. I don't agree, but I get where you're coming from. All this anger, all this conflict just fades away. There's no need for it anymore. If I can just tell you that, hey, I get it. That's it. No more violence, no more anger, no more miscommunication. If I can tell you that I understand what you're trying to tell me, boom. That's beautiful. That's communication. And I feel that's why I want to do this episode today. Just let you in into my last 12 months. And like 5 minutes ago, I wrote on this like shitty piece of paper in front of me. I just found this here. It's... If my old school teachers would see how I do my notes, man, they would probably slap my fingers or something. This is not professional, but the good thing about the podcast is nobody knows. But maybe you don't know because I just told you, but I found this piece of paper and I just made some notes because I wanted to write down like, hey, what happened? Like some key points of my last 12 months, November 2020. To November 2021. And on top of the list, there's this word lawsuit. Big, big topic for me. Huge topic. And it happened right at the end of last November. The first time ever I opened my letterbox and found a yellow piece of paper in an envelope. And it broke my fucking world. I had no idea that yellow letters are not good letters. I think back in school they were blue. I think when you got like some problem teacher letters or something, they were blue. But I didn't know that lawyer letters are yellow because I never got one before. It was a new thing for me. Long story short, my landlords that I'm sublenting this beautiful apartment from that I'm living in with my crew here, they wanted to kick us out, or they still are trying to do that for like more than a year now. And this was a really, really overwhelming situation for me for a long time. Just today, I went out in the morning to get bread for breakfast for all of us. And I had this thought today that, wow, like I don't have fear coming home anymore to meet my landlords, to meet the people that are suing me, us in court and trying to throw us out of our home. Just today, this thought came by like, hey, I'm not scared anymore. I feel calm. But it was really, really different a couple of months ago. Like last November, December, January. Oh boy. Just even Christmas at home with my family and my two girls from here, my girlfriend and my flatmate. They came with us to Düsseldorf, and it was right in the middle of this lawsuit thing that started to just become something. Man, it was and it still is weird. People suing you, trying to create a reality that's not real, that's just lies. But how do you do this when there's just a big company of lawyers telling you that this is the truth and they're going to go forward with this. They're going to go to court until you break, move out, flee. But we didn't just pack our bags and run away. We said we're going to do this. We're going to stick through it and we're going to win this court case. And on the 30th of November, there's our final court appointment. It's not officially the final one, but I feel it's the one where it's finally over, where this whole thing will break and it's done. And we can live a bit more in peace in this place here. And maybe it sounds super abstract for you right now, but to sum it up, our landlords wanted to get rid of us in a really, really gross way. And it really broke my heart in a way because I really felt connected to these people and babysitted their kids and all this kind of stuff. And then it came to a point where it was a bit of conflict and their way of solving the issue was to go to a lawyer and try to kick us out. And this really fucked me up, man. It really fucked me up. I never had to contact lawyers before and protect myself, protect my own home and the people that I love, that I brought into this place. It was a really, really weird situation for me and I cried a lot. I couldn't sleep well at night for quite some time because I just didn't know what to do. I felt helpless, lost. But we got a beautiful lawyer. We just answered the letters and man, I wrote so many emails and this shit, like it wasted so much time and energy, but we never gave up. We just kept going. And I feel like now it's time to finally solve this situation. So yeah, this to the beginning of my year in a way. It all started with this lawsuit. The second thing I wrote on here, I just mentioned it as well. Like this year I learned to cry again. For a really, really long time I had no idea how to get tears out of my eyes. I felt so so far away from being able to cry that it hurt. But it didn't hurt enough to actually make me cry. This was, I wished for so long that I was just able to cry, because this feeling of crying is so beautiful. Maybe in the process of crying, it's really fucked up. But afterwards, you feel cleaned, empty, released. And for so long, I just had no idea how to get there, how to cry. It maybe sounds super stupid, but this was my reality. And in the last 12 months, I learned this again, to let go. Just the last 2 days, I cried my eyes out. Yesterday, my eyes were swollen like fucking tennis balls, man. I just cried like a baby. There was so much emotional shit that came out. I fought with my girlfriend, and there was just a lot going on, and I could let go. I cried. I cried out on the streets. I cried at home. I cried in the arms of my girlfriend. I cried and hugged myself. And I'm really proud that I can say that I learned to cry again. Okay. Third point. Ooh, drugs. I gotta say, the last 12 months, I never took more drugs in my life than this year. What is drugs? What do I mean by that? Weed. I smoked a lot of weed this year, and I really fucking enjoyed it. It was so cool. I loved it. For the first time in my life, I felt like I can just smoke a joint when I feel like smoking a joint. And I loved it. And we are on the way to getting cannabis legalized here in Germany. In Berlin, we're going to probably be the first part in Germany that will legalize it. I love this plant. I know that there's still so much hatred against it, and people are putting it in this thing of like it fucks up your life and ruins you. Of course, if you smoke it too much and if you do it too early, it does something to you. But man, this thing is, it's beautiful. I love it. And on the other hand side, to maybe just go back a bit, for pretty much my whole life, I judged chemical drugs so bad. All of it, like cocaine, pills, whatever. For so long, I just judged it. I said, it's bad. It fucks you up. It ruins your life. This year, I tried it out. And it was fun. I had crazy experience that I don't want to say just happened because I tried things out. But I would say if I would have not tried the chemicals, the substances, these situations would have never unfolded. And yeah, I tried a lot of drugs and I'm absolutely fine. I tried it and I learned a lot. I experienced new things and I really, really don't want to miss these experiences. So yeah, drugs. Oh, right underneath the drug thing is the word prison. I got into prison for the first time in my life this year in Poland. Because I kind of went off bar a bit. I lost it. For the first time ever, I had problems with the police. I never have problems with anyone on the streets. Only time I got in a street fight was in my primary school. I think in like year 2 or 3. I remember punching that one kid on schoolyard. This was the only time ever I had a fight with my fists. I can't even say with my fists. We probably like pushed each other a bit. I never had any problems with other people or the police on the street. This year it happened in Poland. I crashed with the police. And I was 30 hours in a Polish prison. Crazy fucking story. Again, I don't want to miss out on that one. Looking back on it, it's definitely not something I would say I'm proud of that. Man, really good that you did it. But at the end of the day, it happened. And I'm glad that I made this experience. I learned so much from it. So much. I cried in a prison cell this year. And I really don't want to do this again. It's one of these things that they're like once in a lifetime. I never have to go back to a prison cell. Really, I'm good for the rest of my life. But I can say, hey, I made this experience. I know how it feels. I know how fucked up it is. to do something and then, fuck, not know how to get out of this one again. It was a crazy experience, and it's on my list. One of these things that happened this year. Prison. Whoa, big one as well. Comfortable during sex, I wrote. This year, for the first time ever, not for the first time, it was not like one occasion, but I can say that I feel comfortable during sex. For the first time, really. I had quite some sexual encounters in my life. I traveled the world. I met beautiful girls all around the world. But I gotta say that I never felt comfortable having sex. And now I do. I met this one beautiful lady 2 years ago. And she brought a lot into my life. And one of these things is that I can be myself whenever I want to be, and especially during sex. I can let myself just completely surrender and be comfortable during sex. I feel like this is such a proud thing to say. And there's no ego attached to this whatsoever of like, oh man, look at me, fuck, awesome. No, it's complete humbleness of like, hey, I can have a sexual interaction with another human and I can actually feel comfortable. I don't want to rush or finish or get it over with like I used to like have it in the past. I can just indulge and enjoy these situations. And this is beautiful. Big, big point. I wrote dress. Something that happened super recently. For the first time ever, I wore a dress to a party, which was one of the best things that I did this year. It was just Halloween. Like 2 months ago or something, I bought a dress for the first time in my life for myself, for a photo shoot, because I had this crazy idea. And the whole time I thought, hey man, you gotta wear this dress to a party. But I was always too afraid. I couldn't pull it off. And then Halloween came around and I was like, okay, if not for Halloween, you will never do it. So I just did it. I put on this dress and I wore it to a party. And I loved it. It was amazing. It was amazing. I can just recommend it to, especially guys, for girls. I don't have to recommend wearing dresses to girls, I think, because it's the most common thing for you. But for guys, for dudes, fucking wear a dress, try it out. I never got more compliments in one evening than that night, because I felt comfortable wearing it at some stage. In the beginning, I was a bit shy, but at some stage, I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to own this shit now. And people saw it. It was so beautiful to be completely vulnerable in a way, because, man, it was scary to put this dress on and think like, oh man, what would people think of me? Do they put me in a like corner now? And I don't know, will say weird things or bad things, but the complete opposite happened. People came to me and told me how much they love my outfit, and it was just a dress. I put nothing else on, just this dress. Wow, nothing more to add to that, eh? Oh, and one thing that comes as well with this one is nail polish. I started wearing nail polish really, really comfortably this year as well. I started painting my own nails. I had girls paint my nails. Like, such a cool experience to get my nails polished. Awesome. Really something I can recommend as well. In the beginning, it was so scary to wear nail polish, walk around the street, especially, for example, in Moabit, where we had our office. It's a completely different environment than Prenzlauer Berg here. And man, rocking the nail polish on the streets of Moabit was scary. Like, or in Istanbul, I flew with nail-polished fingernails to Istanbul. I was in prison. I was in the Polish prison with nail polish on my hands and on my toes. But I pulled it off. And I gotta say, it's such a cool accessory to... do you say accessory? Like, I think so, yeah. Just something cool to rock. Put some nail polish on. Like, why should just girls do this, man? I would love to wear nail polish, was the thought that came up at some stage. And then I just put it on. It was scary in the beginning. But now I get excited to paint my own nails. Absolute recommendation. Just go out and try it. What else do I have here? Oh, money. Money, money, money. This year, for the first time ever, I started making serious cash. With nothing. No, I don't want to say with nothing. I would say without a college degree, without any apprenticeship. Just by my own value, if that's right, if that makes sense. I would say the skill set that I kind of created for myself by doing this podcast, by doing what I did in the last 3 years. I gained, it sounds so stupid, but it is a value. And I was able to turn this into money, serious cash. And this is fucking cool. I can sit here today and be like, hey, I really made some money this year. There's not much left. Oh, there never really was something left, because as soon as it came in, it went out again. I invested it right straight away into the company, into new projects. I never really have... No, I don't want to say this. I always have enough cash. I'm able to live a really comfortable life on my own. It's getting tight sometimes, especially the last 3 months where... on the edge, I would say. It was a lot of like fucking money juggling and... Oof. But yeah, I really started to make some serious money this year, which is something that I'm proud of. Something that a lot of people, I would say, not believed in, especially when I was back in Düsseldorf. It was always like, dude, like your fucking podcast and shit, like how do you ever want to make money out of that? Sitting here today, I can say, hey, I did it. It works. And I'm really looking forward to see like how this will unfold in the next couple of months and years. Because there's this saying, like, if you can make 1,000 euros off something that you created yourself, oh man, like, you can make 1,000,000 euros out of that. Just take some time and some persistence. And I'm really curious to see where this will go. Yeah, but I started to make my own serious money this year, which is really cool to say. What else do I have here? Created a home, something that I'm fucking proud of as well. Like, January 2020, yeah, I left my home, the place that I grew up in, got raised by my parents in for like 20 years. I left it once to go to New Zealand after high school, but I came back and stayed for, I think, 2 more years. And the whole time I knew, like, oh, dude, you gotta go. But at the same time, I knew that I want to create something, that I want to build my own company. And it was really comfortable doing this from home because there was a filled fridge. I didn't have to pay rent. But at some stage, it got to the point where I knew, like, I gotta go. And luckily, it was quite similar with my, like, it was just time to do it. So I came to Berlin with nothing, pretty much. I just had this cool-ass apartment that I found. The universe kind of gave it to me. But I didn't really know people here, and I was a couple of times in Berlin for work primarily. And I was living here. And I would say with nothing, I had this cool apartment, which kind of allowed me to live in the center of the city. And I could like just go out and do my shit. And now, even though this lawsuit situation happened, still goes on, I can say that I created a home. I feel home here. Whenever I leave Berlin and I come back, I know that I'm back home. I don't think so much that home is necessarily like a place, something materialistic. I would say home is a feeling that definitely is influenced by things and places, especially people. But at the end of the day, I would say it has to do with energy as well, and the energy that Berlin provides. Whew, I feel home here. Like, one big problem that I had with Düsseldorf living there was that I always felt like an alien. I always felt like, hey, I don't belong here. I'm too weird for this place. The things I think and the things I want to do, I always felt like I'm the only one. It was so difficult for me to find people that were like, dude, wow, I love what you want to do. Like, this is awesome. Like, the majority of people I met were like, oh man, can you make money with that? Where's this supposed to go? Like, I always felt weird, and I can say this was the case being a teenager there as well. So I always felt like I don't belong here. And I don't want to say this in a way of like, I deserve better or I was better than anyone else. I just simply felt like, hey, this is not me. I can't unfold. I feel weird. I felt like hiding in a way. I felt like I can't be the person that I am because it offends people. I had so many situations where, to like say this as well, I'm definitely not an easy person to be with, because the things that I think about, I share. And this often comes to a point where it offends people, where I go too far. I do this as well, and I apologize for it sometimes, because sometimes it's just too far. But I just say these things. I let them go. I don't hold them back. Just like 2 days ago, I did an Instagram post on this whole COVID situation for the first time. And dude, I went far. I was emotionally unstable myself. I was angry. I was mad. And I posted something. And I don't want to say it was my first shitstorm that I got, because there were quite some people hating me for what I posted. But on the other hand side, there were so many people saying, like, fuck, man, I totally see your point. I feel where you're coming from. And the funny thing about that is that pretty much all the people that gave me shit were people from my hometown, Düsseldorf. And all the other people that were like, dude, I see you, I know what you mean, are a lot of people that are from Berlin. All the people that I met in the last recent years that kind of surf on my wave as well. So to put this into conclusion, I feel like with Berlin, I found a place where I can be me. I can unfold. I can fully show myself. I can put on a dress, go to a party and rock it. I don't think that I would ever do this in Düsseldorf. I don't want to say ever do this, but I would say if I would have lived in Düsseldorf to this day, this thought of like, okay, I'm going to wear a dress and wear it to a Halloween party would have definitely not crossed my mind. Or if it would have, I would have been way too scared to pull it off. But in Berlin, nobody gives a fuck. There's all this craziness here. You get everything. All of this weirdness that the world provides, you find here. And you find it right in front of your doorstep. And it definitely fucks you up to some degree because you get confronted with everything. On the other hand side, it gives you so much freedom and opportunities because nothing is too crazy. Whatever your head comes up with, you can let it out here. You can just let it out. And this is why I feel home here. I really have no desire whatsoever to change places or move or something. I feel so comfortable and lucky to be in this place. It's so beautiful to go travel and then just know, hey, I got a home that I can come back to with people that love me and wait for me. And yeah, wow, that was a long one. I created a home, something really fucking beautiful. And Oh, okay. Kind of the biggest one. I would say two ones. There's one that I didn't write, but I want to talk about. But the last one that I wrote is family breakup. Big, big topic. For the first time ever, I crashed with my dad this year. In a way where it was like, "Foo!" We crashed. Deep down inside, I knew that this moment has to come at some stage, because the way that I live life, the way that I approach my reality is challenging to accept for my dad. And I 100% get why. Because he just got raised differently. In his world, it was not like, okay, I go out and do my shit. I'm going to be my own boss and make a company and make some podcast episodes and stuff. Like, he grew up in a completely different time. And I just knew that at some stage it had to crash. It was always like slowly. I got to say this to just make this clear from the beginning. My parents always supported me. Always. Whatever fucking stupid, crazy. There are a lot of crazy ideas I had. They always stuck with me. They never told me, man, like, too much. No. They were like, okay, how can we make this happen? Always. Always. I always knew that I could count on my parents. Whatever happened, they were there. They loved me. They supported me. But this whole like work situation that I'm in, I could just see how much it triggers my dad. And I totally get it. I totally fucking get it. Just the point of not going to university was so difficult to accept. Of like, hey man, everyone else is going to uni and you're telling me you don't need this? Okay, go for it and try it, but like, I don't know if it will work out. And then there was always this weird energy of like, okay, I gotta prove him that I don't need to go to uni. I have to prove him that everything will work out. And this put a lot of pressure on my shoulders. And at some stage, it just led us to a point where I threw a party here in Berlin, an event where we launched clothes and my parents were there and they were confronted with this crazy kind of Berlin. Like, when we party here, we party. We did this all year and we always had a lot of fun. But my parents seeing this and seeing me in this environment and the people that were there was overwhelming. Then the whole fucking event just bursted into water because it started raining like fuck. It was a crazy day. End of the song is my dad was just yelling at me like a crazy person and telling me all these things of like, man, like the shit you're doing is failing and da da da. We really fucking crashed and we didn't speak with each other for a couple of months for the first time ever. Oh wait, I just gotta check my laptop. Oh man, I'm talking for half an hour already. Jesus, but it feels so good. I will just keep going. All right, my dad and me, we didn't speak. Weird situation. Weird, weird situation. And we still didn't see each other yet. From the moment that it happened, it was end of June, July or something. And we still didn't see each other. They had a lot going on. They sold the house, went traveling. But I'm going to see them next week. And I'm super fucking excited. I can't wait to see them again. And hug them and love them. And wow, yeah. But end of the... Sorry. So much that's just flowing out of me. End of the line. I feel like because me and my dad crashed and it felt like we broke off from each other in the way. It feels like, hey, now we are coming together on eye level. It's not just this like, hey, I'm your dad and you're my son and you got to listen to what I say. It's like, hey, man, we are both dudes. We are both humans. And we did the last 23 years, 4 years together like the best team ever. Like, we did teamwork. My parents, they did a beautiful fucking job with me and with my brother. I know everyone says that probably, but to the bottom of my heart, I can say that my parents really gave their best. They really tried. But I feel at some stage there's a point where you gotta let go of this crazy concept of like, I'm your dad and I'm telling you what you do, or I'm your mom and I know what's best for you. It's like, hey, like, I'm old enough to make my own decisions and I would love if you accept and respect them as much as I do it for you. And I feel this like break of this thought, or this fight we had brought us exactly there, that we're coming towards each other on eye level. Still as father and son, we will always be this. There's no way to like get away from it. Like, they are the people that made me. Without them, I would not sit here. But it's so beautiful to let go of this concept a bit and be like, hey, at the end of the day, we are just dudes. And we are just trying to create something, build something. And yeah, this was a big one this year. Just this list, man. So many cool things, intense things. I could name so much more that happened this year. But yeah, it's a big, long list. And I didn't write it down, but I want to talk about it a bit at the end. This whole COVID vaccination kind of situation. For a really, really long time, I just shut up and didn't say anything. And I don't want to ruin this podcast episode now by saying anything stupid or offend anyone with my points of view. But I'm really sick of the world splitting each other apart because of some fucking coughing and sneezing. And what this year showed me so much is that the most beautiful moments unfold when people come together. When a bunch of people, a collective, a crew, a group, a family, a gang, whatever it is, comes together, sits down at a table and shares. Shows vulnerability, hugs. One of the most beautiful things that people can do is hug each other. And I felt like the government, the whole world, wanted to take this away from me this year. And it was really fucking difficult. I have like 3 tattoos on my body that say mehr Liebe, spread the love, share the love. And I felt like the whole world was kind of against me. It is definitely a problem that I have, that I take things personal, that I feel blamed. There were situations where I felt like this whole COVID thing, it's just against me. The whole world is against me. And I learned to accept and let go and not get offended. For me, to this day, it is one of the most difficult things to put a piece of plastic in my face, because I don't think it protects me. To the bottom of my heart, I can say it doesn't protect me. It just makes me feel like I'm not worthy because I have to hide my face. And there's this thing, we all have our different views, beliefs, and whatever it is. But at the end of the day, it's not about being right or wrong, getting your will or not. It's about understanding and seeing each other. For me, it was super difficult to understand that people are actually scared. It didn't fit in my head. I couldn't wrap my head around it that people were so scared about a virus. And it took so long for me. It took my girlfriend to really like yell at me and be like, dude, like, these people are just scared. I didn't want to see it. I just got offended and hurt and was like, hey, why is the world like it is? I couldn't get it. And I really learned to accept and let go. But 2 days, I kind of lost it. I posted some stuff on Instagram and I really shared my meaning, my thoughts. I went so far that I compared racism and the shit that's going on right now in the world. And I got so much negative feedback on it, especially from the people from Düsseldorf. And to kind of just go to this point and explain why I went so far is that one of the biggest things that I'm carrying around with me, and I just talked about it earlier a bit, this feeling of being an alien. Pretty much my whole life, I felt like I don't belong in this room. I'm not part of this group. I felt like an outsider pretty much my whole life. And it just changed here in Berlin for me. Because I created my own crew. I created my own gang, my family here. But like being around in Düsseldorf, for example, or traveling the world and stuff, I always felt like I don't have a seat at this table. I'm not respected here. I don't belong here. And now the whole world kind of switched into, dude, you don't want to get vaccinated? Okay, you're not allowed to enter this restaurant, to enter this club, to, in some places, not even enter a supermarket anymore. And 2 days ago, it was too much for me. I lost it. I was like, hey, I made my decision. I don't want to get a vaccination. That's my decision. We all have like things we decide and things we do. And I'm 100% behind that. And just to sum it up, I don't want to get vaccinated because I don't want it. And to just make it a bit more like reasonable, I feel like I don't need to get vaccinated as I don't need to eat when I'm not hungry. And to me, the vaccination is the same thing. I don't need an injection if I'm not sick. And people telling me, hey, yeah, you're protecting or preventing. I don't need this. I feel absolutely fine without it. And the problem with that is that I feel like there's no appreciation to that point. There's no like, hey, okay, I accept this. It's so much fighting, so much we against the other side and the other side against us. And I don't even think of that. I don't even think. I just want to not be in a situation where I have to fake documents to celebrate with my friends in a club. I just want to be together with everyone. And it doesn't matter what paper we have, if our QR code is valid or not. Like, why do we need a QR code? Can we not just see each other as humans and see that people are scared and others are not? But man, at the end of the day, let's just come together and have a good time. I feel like so often we make life so much more serious and difficult than it actually is. There's so much beauty if you don't take it so seriously. I fall in this trap, in this hole so often that I start taking life way too serious. I get paranoid and think the whole world is against me. And yeah, I'm losing it. Like the more seriousness I put on my life, the more difficult it becomes. The more I start running around, the more I get angry, the more I snap at people. But always coming back to myself, finding myself, my own middle, being like, dude, it's just a game. At the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. Nothing matters. It's like we get born and we die and everything that happens in between, have fun, enjoy. And it's really difficult to enjoy sometimes because there's this thing of money, rent, food. There's so much like social bullshit that got like put on our shoulders that makes us run all the time. Our fucking jobs, our uni degrees, our like companies, man, being your own boss is one of the fucking hardest things in the world. If you don't go out there and work, nobody does. It's fucked up. Like I run all the time, running around, being stressed, hating myself. There's so much time of my day that I spend with hating myself. I started this podcast here because I gotta drink a little sip. I'm just talking. It feels so good. And if you're still listening to me, man, thank you, girl, whatever. Fuck. Wild. I would say I come to the last point yet where I want to finish this episode with. I started this podcast here 3 years ago because I struggled a lot with sweating. Sweaty hands, sweaty feet, sweaty face, sweaty everywhere. I started to hate myself so much for being sweaty that I just hated myself so bad that I couldn't look into the mirror and tell myself I love myself because I just didn't believe it anymore. I shot so much against myself that I was just wounded everywhere. And by talking about it, sharing it here in the podcast, this issue kind of started losing its power over me. And to this day, I still have sweaty hands sometimes. I still have sweaty feet. But it doesn't do shit anymore. Like when I shake a hand and someone says, oh man, your hand is sweaty. It's like, yeah, dude, I made a podcast about it. Fuck. And it's gone. Back in the days when I did that, I was even too afraid to shake someone's hands because they could might find out that my hand is sweaty. Like, I was so trapped in my own head. And by just talking about it, by letting go, it started becoming better. I'm still not at a point where I can say, hey, I fully love myself, accept myself, and I can live with the person that I am 100% comfortably. I don't know if this case will ever happen, but it changed a lot. But to this day, I still spend a lot of time with hating myself. Pushing myself down, telling myself how stupid I am, how I could have done this better and have been more efficient here. Yeah, so don't hate yourself. If this is the end of the episode, I would just say don't hate yourself and don't hate other people. We are all here and we all have different opinions, different views on things, and there is no right or wrong. It's so easy to surround yourself with people that agree on the same things as you. Build a group and think, okay, we figured it out. But going out there in the world and meeting people who have different points of views, challenging your own beliefs, this is what makes you grow. And this is why I love so much to be myself, because I always feel like I'm in the middle. I get both sides. I listen to the ones on the left, and I listen to the ones on the right. And then at the end of the day, I just stick with myself. Sometimes I say things or do things that go too far, but I always come back to myself. And this is, I think, what we all should do. It's good to look left. It's good to look right. But man, at the end of the day, you gotta do you. Otherwise, you will always fool yourself. And I just wish that we all, yeah, do this more. Fuck left and right. Do you. Do me. And everything else will fall into place. Wow. And that was really, really beautiful. I think I never did an episode just by myself that is so long. And from the bottom of my heart, I can say, if you really just listen to all of what I said, thank you. Really. You just took an hour out of your day and listened to the wild thought concept of a young, privileged white boy from Berlin that is out now. Today's Sunday. Wherever you are right now, feel blessed, feel hugged, feel kissed, feel loved. And yeah, see you soon, hear you soon. There's so much cool stuff planned and I have no idea what the next few weeks will look like. But hey, it's all good. It's about the love, man. It's about the love. Mehr Liebe. Bis bald. See you later, alligator. I'm out for today.